I think basically it's a matter of people not agreeing or that things have come to a point where they should go in. They think they can extract more concessions. So they are expecting much more than they have got. But they are failing to compromise, basically.
Mr. Rwanya?
I think what is called the stalemate is the failure of realization on the part of Mugabe that business cannot be as usual and that the power he used to enjoy before March 29 is no longer the same, given the sovereign decision by the people of Zimbabwe that things have to take a different decision. And more so is the failure by the SADC leaders to simply embrace upon the aging dictator that he needs to play ball. The idea that the two formations of the MDC, led by Tsvangirai and Mutambara, agreed that Mugabe should remain as head was good and incentive for Mugabe to appreciate and understand that he also needs to climb down a lot.
That's mistake number one, because to assume that Mugabe would really derive his power only from the electorate is to forget or ignore the political dynamics and to ignore how Mugabe as an individual came about, and to also ignore the role of the MDC in the current consternation is also to ignore a general fact that the political forces in Zimbabwe are not only decided by the electorate, but the role of the military and the other forces that the MDC does not control, which makes it even more difficult, because when you demand, you should be able to enforce your demands, and the opposition and the electorate cannot enforce their demands, which is where there is a serious problem. But the other problem is that that Mugabe is now already a president. The MDC has already accepted that point. There was no condition for that. And therefore, he is now playing as head of state, who is just deciding on the matters of the state.
Mr. Rwanya, if
you see, I have a problem with this. Mr. Makwanya made a lot of assumptions. And one of the assumptions that he made is to say that you must know that Mugabe does not
always derive
his power from the sovereign will of the people. But we cannot then condone the other way that he assumes power and endorse it, which is what we refuse, which is why we have a legitimate crisis. We have a legitimate crisis emanating from Mugabe. It's legitimate on the basis that Mugabe does not want to assume his power through the sovereign will of the people, through a democratic process that is free of violence, that is free of things that Mugabe does with his people outside the confines of the law.
That is a default position, but nevertheless the reality.